This I Believe by Stella Maguire. I believe that no one's words or actions can change what you love, do, think, and who you are. If someone cuts you down or says something that makes you feel that you are not good enough, do not stop doing the things in life that make you feel happy just because of someone's opinion. I believe that if someone says something that you disagree with, you can speak up respectfully. And if someone thinks that you aren't what they think that you want to be, you can still keep being yourself. One time, I was in a competition for a sport, and one of my coaches said that the hardest thing isn't doing the sport. It's the mindset that you put yourself in. He told me that you can't do well or try your best if you aren't present and in the mindset for you. You can't be your best self if you are not present in life. I believe that if you are present, you can learn something, not just by someone telling you, but by observing. I also believe that everyone can have their own opinions and beliefs about what they think. However, they shouldn't make someone else believe what they believe or think what they think. I read the book Greystone Secrets 3, The Messengers, and there was a part where it said, our leaders can say whatever they want and we people have to agree. They could just say the sky is green and the ground is blue, and we would have to say, yes, I agree. We can't just say, no, that's not what I see. I have eyes of my own. This struck me because if we didn't have the right to say what we think and see and speak up, the world would be so much different just because of our right to say what we believe. If our world has had leaders just like the book's world had, a leader could tell us crazy things and we would have to believe it like we didn't know any better. I also believe that no one should ever have to be forced to believe or do something that does not defy them. If there is a person who is making people believe something that they do not go by, I think that they have the right to stand up and say something. Some people will disclude others just because of how they look and think. There might be someone who is small who wants to play basketball, but the team doesn't let them on just because of their height. There might be someone who doesn't want to be in a group just because of the way the teacher or the coach teaches. They might have a different mindset towards that activity. However, that should never make someone else think this teacher is terrible because they don't let us do fun things, or gosh, I don't want to go to practice because this coach makes us do hard things. Some people might think that to achieve great things, you have to work harder, while others might think that you should let your mind and body adapt to it and go slow to start your mind and body learn and do what it takes to do the activity. I believe that no one should be judged on what they think is right or wrong. All in all, these beliefs connect to the core belief that no one's words or actions can change what you love, do, think, and who you are.